So let's take our Bibles. We were doing some scripture reading there just a little bit ago out of Proverbs 31. So that's where we're going to go, Proverbs 31. I was praying with Brother Jordan this morning at 9:30 in the choir room. And as he prayed, he said, Lord, I think that we're going to probably have a whole lot of Proverbs 31 messages today, being it Mother's Day. So he hit it right on the nose because that's where I'm at. I'm in Proverbs chapter 31. We read a few verses out of there toward the end of that chapter. But what a special day this is. It's always a special time to be able to acknowledge somebody who's worthy to acknowledge. And certainly mothers are in that category. I mean, they're right there at the top. And I'm so grateful. You know, anymore, there's just so many days that are acknowledged all through the years. I mean, they have a National Taco Day. Well, I can understand that one, okay? That's pretty significant. Well, there's some really goofy ones, but to honor our moms is certainly not insignificant. What a great, great thing that it is to be able to do that, to honor them, to showcase them, to put the spotlight on them. I truly believe that we can't even come close to estimating really how valuable a mom is. Now, obviously, moms all rank in different places on a given chart, and you know, but moms as a whole, and I think what we have here in this church is a great group of moms. Amen. And I'm so grateful for that. Someone once said, the future destiny of a child is the work of a mother. And that is not overstated, folks, because what moms do is just amazingly significant. I'm grateful for the mom that I had. I'm so thankful that my mom came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as her Savior, and I'm looking forward to seeing my mom again, and I'm grateful for the mom that she was to me. I had a great mom, but I'm so grateful for my wife, because my wife is also not just a great wife, but she's a great mom, and I want to honor her, and I'm certainly going to speak to her today, but I want to speak to all of our moms here today. So thank you for being who you are, moms. Thank you for the sacrifices that you make on a regular basis. And this morning, I want us to take a look at a special mom here in God's Word, here in Proverbs 31. I saw a meme just the other day, a Mother's Day meme, and a daughter's looking at her mom, and she says, Mom, what's it like to have the greatest daughter in the world? And her mom responded, I don't know, sweetie. You'll have to ask Grandma about that. That's a nice comeback. I like that. Now, so we're going to take a look at what makes a great mom. Here, of course, a great woman, a great wife, but a great mom. Let me say that this virtuous woman or mom is someone who has just a great amount of love. A great amount of love. Brother Putney brought a great message last week on charity. Great message. If you weren't here, I hope that you'll put an order in on that CD. It's just a great job on charity. But that's what a virtuous mom is, a virtuous woman. Is she's somebody who has a lot of love. It says here in verse 10, as we look in Proverbs chapter 31, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. I'll stop right there and we'll have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you today. And thank you, Lord, for a beautiful day that you've given to us. Thank you for what you've given to us. Thank you that we have eternal life in Christ. We thank you, Lord, that you came and died on a cross for our sins. And that you rose again. We sang about he lives. And we know, Lord, that for those of us that have trusted Christ, we know that you're a living Savior. You live in our hearts in the person of the Holy Ghost. And we thank you, Lord, for the fellowship that we can have with you. Thank you that your spirit bears witness with our spirit. What a great thing that is. And so we thank you, Lord, for the fact that we can call you Father. We thank you, Lord, that we can have this service today. But we also thank you, Lord, on another level that we can have this service to be a celebration of moms, of mothers. What a wonderful thing that you created when you made mothers. I thank you for my mom. Again, I thank you for my wife, who's such a great mom. And I thank you, Lord, that we can celebrate our moms today here on Mother's Day. I pray that you'd bless. I pray that you'd work in the hearts and lives of every one of us, but that it would be a special blessing for our mothers here today. I would pray for anybody here today that doesn't know Jesus Christ as their Savior, that you'd work in their hearts and show them how they need to be saved, that you'd help them to realize that you died on a cross for their sins and that they can have eternal life. So we pray that certainly that our mothers would be honored in all that takes place here today, but more than that, that the Lord Jesus Christ would be honored and glorified. And I pray for the Spirit of God to do His work here amongst us. And I pray that you'd set me to the side. And I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So we looked at those first three verses there as it speaks about this virtuous woman. And I'll call her, of course, a virtuous mom because it speaks to that in this passage. But who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Folks, a virtuous woman, a virtuous mom, she's an individual that's hard to find. She's as hard to find as baby formula has been hard to find in these last 2 years, all right? They're just not on every corner, so to speak. A godly mom is in a unique category all her own. But praise the Lord that a godly mom, she's... her price is far above rubies. She's of great value. Amen?
Amen.
If you've been blessed to have been raised in a home with a godly mom, you are greatly blessed.
Yep.
And if you still happen to have your mom around, you're greatly blessed. And if you don't have your mom still around, you're greatly blessed. I know I'm greatly blessed. I wasn't raised in a Christian home, but I had parents who loved me. I had a mom who loved me. I'm so grateful that through the years, my mom came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as her Savior. But I'm grateful that I had a mom that loved us, and they made sacrifices, both my parents, but certainly speaking of my mom. In verses 11 and 12 that I read a little bit ago, I'll read those again. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. The Bible says here that she brings great trust to her household. She brings great trust to her household. The Bible says that she is rock steady. I'm grateful for a wife that is so trustworthy. We've been married now 41, going on 42 years, and I'm grateful for the fact that the Lord brought us together. We met each other at Bible college, and I've talked about the story before, but I'm just great that the Lord brought us together. And I'm grateful for her as a wife, but I'm grateful for her as a mom, and she has been a great stabilizing force, and that's what a virtuous mom does. She's a stabilizing force in the home. So now, let me bring out a few wonderful qualities about a virtuous mom. The first thing, and it's actually two things, is that she is industrious and selfless. She's industrious and selfless. Take a look at verses 13 and 14. It says, she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. Mother is the one who rises up from sleep to soothe the cries from the crib, who sits beside the bed with cool hand upon small feverish brow. Mother is the one who sews, scrubs, cooks, irons, patches, mops, but somehow still has time for your every problem, no matter how great, no matter how small. Mother is the one who sings that forever remembered lullaby. And I can think of my wife, she had a song that was unique for all of our kids. Okay? They were kind of goofy, but it was something between a mom and her child. It was sweet and special. And as I go on with this quote here, she's the one who bandages skinned knees and stubbed toes, who can kiss the pain away and say just the right consoling word that makes everything all right. Don't a whole lot of memories come back for you and I? Yeah, I just think about a mom's loving touch, and that speaks right to it. Listen, I know that this world has a lot of loser moms in it, all right? I understand that. And that is a shame, but I believe what we have here at Cornerstone Baptist Church is really the cream of the crop. I really believe that. We have some great moms here, and I want to say thank you for being great moms because, yes, we know you're great moms to your children, but you're also a blessing to us.
Amen.
And I'm grateful for what God has brought here to this church. When I think of my wife and when I think of my mom, I see two qualities that jump out, and they're always on call, right? That's what a mom does. They're always on call. They are hard workers. Verse 27 says, She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Folks, how much they deserve our respect. Moms go places that dads fear to tread. You know that. I mean, it's 2 o'clock in the morning in the kids' room and the stomach virus is going on. Bad stuff is happening. Oh, bad stuff is happening. Let me tell you, I'll let your imagination take it from there. Some of the stuff that kids can reproduce. Yeah. So that's what happens 7 hours after they've eaten pizza. Oh, not good. All right, not good. And some of the diaper disasters that have happened, don't want to go there. I don't want to go there. Listen, sometimes I've stood there at the door paralyzed. Hon, there's some kind of a force field. I can't get in. I want to help you. God just didn't wire me that way. So I'm there for moral support, right? Right, husbands? Yeah. Don't leave me hanging out here by myself. I know you've done that. I've heard stories about you guys. Now, mind you, I as a dad do a few things to my credit, okay? Listen, I'm the spider rescue guy. If I have a long enough stick, okay? But all in all, mom wins hands down. I just think about what moms do and the sacrifices that moms make. We look at verses 15 and 16, and we're talking about how industrious they are and how selfless they are. Verses 15 and 16, she riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth the field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hand, she planteth a vineyard. They are all the time and always thinking ahead. That was one of the things that I noticed about my wife way back in college days is just how much she was not a procrastinator. I was a procrastinator. God has had to teach me through the years, don't procrastinate. And the Lord's brought me a long ways with that, but she has never been a procrastinator. Right at the beginning of the semester, we would get some semester projects, an essay that had to be turned into whatever class, New Testament epistles or whatever it might have been. And as just a couple weeks would go by, I'd say, yeah, we got that essay coming up or at the end of the semester. And she says, yeah, I've already got it done. I'm like, I hate you. I hate you because I wait till like the last day. I wait till the last night, and then I do what we called a snow job. You know, a snow job, just try to throw something out there and just try to make it look halfway decent. But I think about how wives, and I think about how moms are always thinking ahead. They're always thinking ahead. This woman here, she riseth also while it is yet night. They're always looking for ways to take care of the family. They're always thinking about clothes, you know, for the kids. My wife is like, you know, it barely turns into the new year, and we're barely into January, and she's already thinking of Christmas gifts. I'm like, I hate you even more. Unless those gifts are for me, of course. But she's always thinking along that way, or thinking about meals, or thinking about our coming granddaughters, you know, and buying, like, heaps and gobs of little clothes. I'm seeing them all around. It's just great. I love it. But she's thinking about, you know, the meals to come. I'm just thinking about the next meal, all right? She's already planning those things. And then we see about a virtuous mom, about her generosity. Her generosity, we see that here in verses. I'll just read up to verse 20 because we finished up there with verse 16. So verse 17 says, she girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. And then verse 20, as I speak about this generosity, it says, she stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she stretcheth forth her hands to the needy. She not only works like crazy to take care of the needs of her own children and husband, but she also sees the needs of others. I'm grateful for a wife who helps me out in the ministry. She really does in incredible ways. I don't even need to even bring that up. You all know that. You all see what my wife does. She is just right there alongside, but we work together. She brings up things that I don't always see. You know, that's kind of rare, or I usually see everything. No, I don't. That was a joke. There's a whole lot that just goes by me, and she'll say, oh, have you thought about this or that? Have you thought about this particular person, about what they're going through, their situation? I went, oh, wow, I hadn't thought about that one. Yeah, and so I'm grateful for a wife that just is right there alongside me, helping me in the ministry. And she's thinking about others. She's not thinking about herself. I'm grateful that she is thinking about others, and I see that generosity in her life. And I certainly saw that in my mom as well, as I think about my mom. But how blessed we all are to have moms and wives that not only look to our needs, but they also look beyond us and see someone else who's hurting. Amen? Yeah, you know that that's true in your lives. You've seen that in your moms. You've seen that with those special qualities that your mom possesses, where they're not just thinking about their own family, but they're thinking about others as well. So often, again, my wife has just done that. She's brought up some people that I could that I had not been thinking of. So I appreciate her for that. And then we see that a virtuous mom wraps all of these wonderful qualities with a tongue of kindness. Now, as we go along on the passage, it says here in I'll read verses 21 and get to 26 here. That I want to highlight. It says here in verse 21, she is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. And then you see this special quality of kindness in these virtuous moms. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 32 says, and be kind one to another, tender-hearted. Be kind one to another, tender-hearted. I'm grateful for a wife who likes to take care of me. I don't expect her to wait on me, but she likes to wait on me. And she likes to lift me up, and I appreciate that about her. As I read in verse 23, it says, her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. So I'm grateful for a wife who thinks about her kids, who thinks about them. Even now, as they're all adults, she still thinks about her kids. But when they were growing up, she was there all the time, and she certainly thought about her husband. I'm grateful for all of the years of the kindness that she invested into our children as she raised them and homeschooled them. She rises up at break of day, and through her task she races. She cooks the meals as best she may and scrubs the children's faces. While school books, lunches, ribbons too, all need consideration, and yet the census man insists she has no occupation. Isn't that pretty ridiculous? That's pretty goofy. I saw this meme this morning, and I just brought my phone with me just to kind of pull it up. And let me get it here real quick. So this meme here has got two little kids, a little boy, a little girl, and they come out the front steps of the house. And the little girl says, Mom, we've hired a few people to fill in for you while you relax on Mother's Day. And so in the front yard, there's about 12 individuals. One of them's a teacher, one of them's a nurse, one of them's a chef, and then you have a taxi driver. Maybe you've filled those shoes before, right? A taxi driver, then you have a maid, and then you have a clown for entertainment, too. And that doesn't even fill all the roles that a mom plays. Man, praise the Lord for good moms. Praise the Lord for moms who just do it without any fanfare, do they? It can become thankless, but don't let it become thankless.
Amen.
I'm supposed to get a response on that one, guys. Yeah, man, the wives are like, that's the time you can give a good sharp elbow into his ribs right now. Yeah, we're to be thankful. Thankful for what our wives do. If your wife is still raising kids, think about the things that they do. Think about the sacrifices that are made. Think about all the planning ahead that wives do. Think about all the different roles that they fulfill. You know, a taxi driver and a maid and a nurse. They do all of those things, and they do them quite well. And so I'm thankful to my wife for filling so many roles through the years, and she continues to fill roles for grandkids and for aging husbands and all of that. I appreciate all that she does. And then here, verses 27 through 31, she looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Ah, yes, what a blessing it is to have a good mom. Amen. But what a blessing it is to have a good wife who's a good mom. I'm so grateful to have been doubly blessed in that way. How about you? Haven't you been blessed as well? Maybe you're thinking, oh, my mom, it wasn't all that she was cracked up to be. You know, she could have done better. Listen, hey, she didn't wrap you up and bury you in the backyard. Obviously, she didn't do that because you're here. All right? There's a whole lot of bad things that moms have done. They obviously didn't do that to you. Well, you're saying, like, yeah, they actually did. I got loose, though, and I'm here today. Well, then there's something good about your mom still, okay, that she didn't do a thorough job of it, okay? So be thankful for that. Listen, there's always something to be thankful about. It's good for us as believers to always be glass half full kind of Christians, where we're grateful for the things that our moms have done, things that people do for us. May we be grateful. Grateful for an opportunity that we have to give honor to whom honor is due. I wish I could give my mom a big hug. I'm going to give her a big hug when I see her up in heaven. Amen. I think about my mom, and I think about the phone calls that we had through the years. And, you know, my mom was just great. She was just such a character. My wife knows that so well, and my wife misses her. And my daughter, Hannah, knows that full well. But she could just make me laugh on the phone, and I just had just a great time being here in Idaho now, almost 33 years. It was a lot of long distance calls talking to my mom, but she was a great mom. She worked all kinds of jobs, a lot of part-time jobs in the evening, taking care of us while my dad was working solid days for 40 some years. My dad worked at the same place. I think it was 40 or 41 years. And my mom was always filling in. And when she needed to stay home with us, she did. When we were going to school, she was working jobs. So I appreciate my mom. And I look forward to seeing her again. May we be grateful for what we have. I'm grateful that my mom and my wife, the great moms that they are, and that my mom was, knew the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Now, maybe you're here today and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Maybe you're here today as a mom, but I speak to anybody here today. You've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You may have believed about God through all of these years. You may have believed about Christ, but you don't know him personally. The Bible says that we're sinners in need of a Savior. The Bible says for all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We have all sinned. And the Bible says that there's nothing that we can do about our sinful state. We can try to live the best life we can, but we're still sinners. And God can't accept sinners into heaven. But he sent his Son, who lived a perfect and sinless life. He lived up to the demands of the law. And he fulfilled the law in that way. And he lived a perfect life, a sinless life on our behalf. And he went to a cross and became a sinner in our stead. He took all of our transgressions, all of our sins upon him. And he died a cruel, ugly death. But he did it for you and I. And he was buried and rose again. And the Bible says that if we'll put our faith and trust in Christ, if we'll come to him as a sinner and believe that he died for us and was risen again, the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you're here without Christ, then we would love nothing better than to see you get saved. And we would invite you to step out into the aisle and up here to the altar. We would show you from the Bible how you can know Christ as your Savior. Now, maybe today prompts a response in you as maybe as a husband, as a dad, of thinking about your mom or your wife, who's a great mom, and about just the appreciation that we're to have for them. Maybe we don't always voice that. And so maybe God's spoken to some hearts there. But I hope as we sing a hymn of invitation here in just a moment that you'll respond to what God has prompted you to do. Maybe it's just a good opportunity to just, again, obviously today being Mother's Day, this is a day when you probably don't need me to exhort you to do it. We're pretty much inclined to want to thank our moms or call them. We've already maybe sent a card. If we can be together with them, then obviously today's the day to do that. But it ought to be something that we do all through the year. Right? I don't think this is working. It's something that we should do all through the year. We ought to be grateful for one another, but we certainly ought to be grateful for our moms. And so if God has prompted you today to do something, if you need to know Christ as your Savior, we want to show you how you can be saved. If God's spoken to your heart about just being appreciative of your mom, of your wife, or whatever it is, then may we respond to him today. Would you bow your heads with me, and we'll go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll sing a hymn. And then I would just invite you to do as God prompts you to do here this morning. Father, we thank you. We're so grateful to you. Thank you again that this is a special day that we can honor moms. And thank you for the moms that you've given to us. Thank you, Lord, that though no one's perfect, and certainly our moms were not perfect, our dads were not perfect, but help us not to be part of what this cancel culture is doing. We think of one wrong thing and we want to just rub somebody out. But help us, Lord, to be grateful about all the things that others have done for us. And chiefly, Lord, our moms, as we think about them on this special day. Moms made so many sacrifices and they continue to do that. Thank you for the mom you gave to me. Thank you for my wife and what a great mom that she has been and continues to be. Lord, help us to be grateful. Help us to be thankful for the things that you've given to us. Help us to reach out to moms today and thank them for the sacrifices that they've made. And Father, if there's anybody here without Christ, I pray you'll work in their hearts. Show them how they can be saved and have everlasting life. We thank you, Lord, again for a special day today. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Let's take